eerste ervaring.
Me and my fam take this rap shit serious.
Rolling.
They gotta start that. From here on out, I'm starting every episode like that. Lissa's very displeased. You now rocking with episode 33?
Yeah, 33.
Dog, this is the fuck your hairline episode.
Yeah, this is the serious rap creaking episode.
These creaking episode, yeah. Serious rap shit podcast. I'm John, your host.
I'm Josh, your other host.
And yeah, it's I got to think of something better to say than it's on and popping. I don't want to say it's lit, because that's kind of like 2016.
Yeah.
But yeah, abracadabra, niggas. We here. How you doing, Josh?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Yeah, I can't complain. It was a nice weekend. It wasn't crazy hot. It was a nice, a little rainy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But it was
nice and smooth, you know?
Yeah.
I did a wedding. I DJed a wedding on Sunday.
Word.
It was ridiculous. Shout out to Dave Tan and Sophia Tan, high school sweethearts. Whoa. Who got married.
How old were they?
Couple years younger than us, like early 30s.
Oh, that's not bad then.
Yeah.
That's around the time. Me personally, I tell nobody who like super young to get married. Like, I'm thinking they were like high school sweethearts and they're like 21 years old. And they're like, yo, we're going to get
They graduated
married.
In like 2015. Like, nah.
No, don't do that.
Not that. No, they've been like, they've been holding it down for a while.
There's way too much hoeing going on that you go do. Like,
is this the slept on? what podcast is this?
There's definitely way too much like other stuff out there.
Oh man, stuff. I love how you open with hoeing. Don't get married because there's too much hoeing to be doing.
Well, I don't want to be gender specific. Like, you know what I mean? I
hoeing's say, oh, not gender specific.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I don't want to say like, oh, there's too much other pussy out there, too much other dick out there. I'm saying stuff like,
got
you know,
you.
Whatever,
got
whatever you into. There's a lot of other stuff going on out there
that
you might not know about yet, and you need to educate yourself.
Don't get married at 17.
No.
Don't do it.
No.
Do it like Dave and Sophia did it.
Yeah, wait till you're in your, like, even if you're like late 20s, it's different. Like, you know what I mean? Late 20s, early 30s, 40, like whatever. I'm just saying, like, don't do it super young because it's just too, like, A, you're not the person you're going to be.
Come on.
You know what I mean? Like,
you know who I was at 18? You know who I was at 18 because you was there.
Yeah. Nah, you don't want to, like, I just look at it like, man, you don't want to, like, as a super young person.
Yeah.
I got settled down as a super young person, and I'm not the same person I was at that point, and neither was the person I was with, we're not together. Like, you know what I mean? Because we grew apart, and that happens when you get together when you're fucking in your 20s.
Absolutely.
And it's not 1950 no more where they're like, you know.
Where you got to stay married.
Yeah, where you had to stay married.
The whole town to be coming to your house like, shame, the divorce.
Exactly.
Nah.
Yeah, they come into your house with like pitchforks and torches and shit. Like, no, this isn't like that no more. Like, that's why the divorce rate is like crazy high.
Yeah, people look at it as like a negative thing, or like, and just for clarity's sake, this is not the relationship advice episode. We're gonna do one
of
those.
That episode's gonna be lit, though.
We're gonna do one of those. We're gonna have a whole bottle of Grey Goose, and we just gonna fix y'all niggas.
Yeah, we're gonna espouse wisdom out here.
Yeah, we gonna fix y'all niggas' relationships. But nah, it's just like a lot of people look at divorce rates being high, you know, as like a sign of societal collapse. But I look at it in a different way. Women have like a lot more social autonomy right now. So people, thinking like specifically about women, women are in relationships now where they can look at it and be like, yo, is this healthy for me?
Mm-hmm.
Is this not healthy for me? And if it's not healthy, then I can leave and there's not as much social pressure to force women into marriages that they don't want to fucking be
in. I also
think,
like, you have a lot of, like, with, like, homosexuality, where you have people who got married when they were in the 90s in their 20s and realized, like, oh, I'm gay. Like, I don't want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's more open to whereas people can, like, actually express the kind of love that they want to.
Yeah.
So you don't have people trapped in there like, oh, shit, I'm married to this other motherfucker because I was supposed to, quote, unquote,
do
the social pressure, and I like a whole other gender.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's different.
Yeah, exactly. I think I think that plays a big part in it. Like you said, I think it's more just in the fact that it's like people are like, yo, I'm not happy. Let's split up.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll go find happiness somewhere else. Absolutely. Like, and that's great. Like, it, like, I think a big problem is a lot of that shit then has to go through the state.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
If so you could just, like, ramshambow.
Yeah.
And walk your separate ways.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's a different thing.
A lot of that shit ends up becoming through the, go through the state. And, like, dog, I know people are going through worse, like, relationship breakups than, like, divorces.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've seen people who gotten, you know, got divorced and was like, yo, we just agreed that we wasn't happy no more and we moved on.
Get that nigga that.
Yeah.
Walk off.
I know motherfuckers that's going through, like, relationship breakups where they cars been spray painted and windows have been busted out. Like,
don't do that. Yeah. You're not Jasmine Sullivan. Don't bust the windows out
showing,
the car.
Or people showing up at other people's jobs and shit like that.
Dog, I got a crazy... I ain't even gonna tell it. I got a crazy story about a nigga I know. I might have told you about that. Okay, so
people have like...
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do what that nigga did.
Had cross-country flights to go walk up on people.
Can we tell what that nigga did? I'm editing all of that out. Shout out the bull.
I think a lot of times now, like, people are just like, no, I'm not happy and I want to move on to be happy somewhere.
Absolutely.
And that's good. Like, people should not, don't stick together for the kids.
Come on.
Like, all that shit is bullshit.
Your kids going to be all right.
Yo, your kids know. The biggest problem is your kids know.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know a lot of people, like, I didn't know a lot of people that grew up with, like, their mom and their dad. Most of the people I knew grew up with their mom.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But the people that I did know that did it, like, they would say, like, oh, yeah, my mom's and pops was fighting. Like, he was in the room last night.
My mom don't fuck with, fuck with my pop like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time I see him, he sleep on the sofa. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people, kids see that kind of shit, dog.
Absolutely.
Like, so that shit is not, like, something, like, your kids don't realize.
Dog, you're not fooling your kids. No. Your kids smarter than you.
Yeah.
And more insightful.
Yeah. They more perceptive than you are a lot of times.
Yeah. Because you in the shit. And also, you dealing with grown-up shit. So a lot of times that stuff, I guess, like, kind of clogs the way we see each other interpersonally. So, yeah, your kids, they like a pure filter.
Yeah.
Especially little babies, they're like a pure filter. They know what's going on.
Yeah. They definitely peep all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, they eat that emotional baggage, you know what I mean?
Oh. You just dropped a motherfucking gem.
Yeah.
For real.
No, I mean, it's real. Like, you know what I mean? Your kids see all that shit and they got to deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, legit, when, like, me and my kid's mom was going through it and we was arguing a lot, shit like that. Like, my son all of a sudden popped up with alopecia and it was like losing hair in the back of his head
snap.
And had like a spot in the front of his head.
Yeah.
And like, the doctor was like, well, is he going on? Like, does he have like a lot of stress? And we're like, he's like 8.
You're like,
no,
nah,
I don't have no, you know what I mean?
Little kid.
Yeah, he's like 7 years old.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, and then like, it took me a while till like, I was out of that situation to be like, oh, shit. Because then his hairline came back and it was fine. And it was like, he was stressing about us fighting all the time and shit like that. It's just people wasn't happy in situations, and that kind of shit happens. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? Now we both moved on in our lives and shit like that. And his hairline, cool. He does his own damn shape ups. Other than when he fucks his hairline up when he's shaping it up. Like, you know what I mean?
I wish my hairline was cool.
Yeah.
It's not.
No. The problem is, I still can have like an actual hairline.
Okay.
It's just the filling part ain't there no more. You know what I mean?
Dog, I never forget this day. Shout out to my homie, Trish. Trisha was walking behind me and was like, let me see your head. You know, like, pulled my head back and was like, you got a bald spot. I was like 28. She's like, you got a bald spot back here. I was like, nigga, I ain't got no bald spot.
Yeah.
My maternal grandfather, rest in peace to my maternal grandfather. He died, I think, like late 80s, maybe like in his early 90s. He was mad old. My man had a full head of white hair when he went out. So I'm thinking, I'm looking at him, and I'm
like,
thinking,
I'm
so straight. You know what I mean? Because I was always taught, it's from your mom's dad.
Your mom's dad.
Dog. 28 years old, sis pointed out my bald spot situation, and I was like, fuck. And I reached my hand back and felt it.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. Next thing I knew, my hair texture was changing. My shit got real thin and curly.
Yeah.
And I was like, why the fuck is my hair texture being weird like that? Next thing I knew, the hairline, you know how the beach erosion with like the waves be wearing down the beach? That's how this shit was wearing my hairline down, yo. All this up front. I tried to do like a little shit where I would like grow my shit out.
Yeah.
All this up front. You can see through that motherfucker. It's, yeah. It's awful.
My was shit like, was always thin. Like, it was, just, I just had like thin hair or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I remember taking a picture with like my kid's mom and me, and like I was kind of like had my arm around her, but she was like sitting down. So I was like bent over and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, so you could see the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like I was bald already.
Ooh, shit.
And I was like, yo, what the fuck ain't nobody tell me? Like, yeah. You don't see the top of your head. I saw my hairline in front was still there.
Absolutely.
I still had points and shit like that. And I could still fade the back out. So yeah, I was like, oh, I see the fade in the back. I see like the hair in the back. I see my hairline. I'm cool.
Your barber was lying to you.
Yeah. I wasn't looking in the top of my mirror like, oh, look, shit's going away. Like, yeah, no. Yeah. So I'm like, yo, other people see it. Why the fuck y'all ain't tell me? I done got rid of it. Don't have me out here looking like a jacket.
Don't have me looking crazy.
No, I've straight told people before, like, yo, fam, you might want to think about, like,
go bald, dog.
Yeah, take that bick to that.
I don't think I've ever said that to a man.
I have.
Really?
Like, if I was cool with you, I wouldn't just walk up on somebody. Absolutely.
I'm not walking up on nobody. No. I'm not going to be on 52nd Street walking up on the oil man. Like, dog, cut that shit off.
Yeah. Nah. I'll be seeing that shit on people and just be like, just take that shit off. Boy, there's a boy in my barbershop. Who one of the barbers who cuts next to the my man Bilal cuts me. He going in the back and the circle gets bigger and bigger as the month. And I'm just
they got a crop circle.
Yeah, and I'll be wanting to tell him like, yo, just embrace it. Like, why be scared of that? Like, you know what I mean? You want to be out here having the George Jefferson out here?
Nah,
like,
you can't have that shit. That shit is awful.
Baldness is way more accepted now. It ain't the 1960s or 70s no more where, like, being bald was, like, a societal ill.
I don't understand, like, white dudes with, like, the Larry Fine shit.
Oh, yeah. It's all
the Stooges
being,
shit.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the side. Yeah. That's got to be, like, a cultural thing.
I guess.
A black dude could not rock that. A black dude couldn't rock that unless he was, like, a junior high school assistant principal.
Yeah.
Other than that, a nigga can't rock that that Pacific Rim shit around your head. The top is bald, and you got that little rim of hair.
I remember
that shit look awful.
One of the boys, he's not on the radio as much anymore. Boy, Glenn Mack now used to be on WIP.
Yeah, yeah.
He was one of them dudes. I was working one weekend, and he was doing like a live live joint or whatever. They was at a spot. I just happened to walk in. I was like, oh shit, they here. Like, I didn't even realize it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was the first time I ever seen him and shit. And that's what he had. He had all this hair on the side, all this gray hair all on the sides and back of his head. And a big, like, dog, like, shinier than like when I shaved my head all the way down. That's how shiny and bald it was.
God damn.
I was like, dog, if you don't embrace that shit and just take it all, what is this?
I don't think white dudes are allowed culturally.
Oh, no, dog.
Because, like,
Larry Davis still rocked that shit, though.
Absolutely. And that nigga a billionaire.
Yeah.
Or a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
And he's out here looking crazy.
I couldn't do that shit.
But I think it's cultural. I think black dudes, you know, can, like, rock the shit low, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shave it, and then you let your beard grow a little bit, but. Yeah, I don't think white guys are allowed.
Think it's a skinhead thing? White folks are scared to be considered skinheads?
Listen, every time I see... Yo, dog, I saw a white dude on the trolley. He got on at, like, 60th and Market on Saturday. Homeboy got on. He had, like, the giant spider on the side of his fucking grill. He had this giant spider face tat. And all of this shit, his whole back of his head... was like tattooed. It wasn't even the back of his head. It was really like it shit looked like a helmet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tattooed on his dome. But it looked like he had like dragon scales or some goofy shit.
For real?
His whole dome was tatted and he had like this shit. I'm sitting there, I'm looking like, if this nigga hop up and say nigga, I'ma fuck him up. Like I don't know.
Gotta look for the white laces, dog. You know they be lacing.
Oh, that's their thing?
Yeah, they lace they like Doc Martens up with white laces and
what?
Shit.
Yeah. Wow, I never knew that.
Yeah, I've seen that on one of them like Nazi, like neo-Nazi joints on like
documentaries or
yeah,
shit.
Some shit like that.
I knew this boy on the L was trash because that nigga he had on like he ain't have on no Doc Martens. Nigga had on like maybe like Skechers or some bullshit.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he was trash.
Oh yeah, you know he's garbage just because his sneaker wear is trash.
he don't got no hands.
Yeah,
nigga walk around
yo,
with
I
hands
a lot.
On trying to be a Nazi.
When we was in high school, ain't know nothing about like punk music like that and shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That. So I used to, anybody I used to see with like the Dead Kennedys, Misfits,
yeah, yeah,
all that shit, I automatically thought they was Nazis, dog.
Yo,
I ain't know no better. Yo.
That's real shit. Cause like when I started, like I went to school with white kids in K through like third grade.
Yeah.
And in third grade, I went to my neighborhood school, all black kids. But like junior high, when we started going to school with white kids again,
yeah,
it was definitely like the same wave. I would be looking at like they had like they patches and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Operation Ivy, you don't know none of that shit. You'd be looking like, nigga, you racist.
Yeah.
But then you listen to the band, and it's like, all the small things. Like some shit that sound like yeah. that. You're like, oh, word, okay.
Yeah. No, I definitely used to see one of the, like, Dead Kennedys. Remember that was big. And like the Anarchy A. Which I didn't know what it
was. You know, exactly, what the fuck that shit
yeah,
is.
I didn't know what that was. So yeah. I'm like, the fuck, like, it must be some, I thought it was Aryans and shit. I don't know, you know what I mean?
the Aryan A.
Like, you know what I mean? Watching Oz and shit. Like, I don't know, no man. Yeah. I'm like, no, they might be fucking Nazis and shit.
Yeah.
And they just like, and they was like, because they wasn't in with like, I don't, like, I, like they was all of like, regular white people.
Yeah, it's different kind of white kids.
Yeah, and so like yeah. you already like, well, they don't fuck with all these dudes. Yeah. And, like, you know what I mean? So they separated themselves. So I don't know no better. I'm like, oh, they must be Nazis and shit.
We definitely used to like run down on niggas in like eighth grade. Like, yo, you like hip hop, fam? Like, nigga be like, no, I like Sabbath or some shit like that. Like a little white kid listen to rock or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, I just was. I remember thinking that. Like, and then they wore Doc Martens, and I always like. Put like two and two together, like, you know what I mean? Like, higher learning. Remy had Doc Martens on, B. Like, I ain't know no better.
Anything you need to know about society, you watch Higher Learning, John Singleton, 1995, yeah. and that'll teach you.
Yeah.
That shit, yo, I saw that in the theater, and that scene where Busta Rhymes, Ice Cube, Omar Epps.
Oh, when they run up on him at the cafeteria?
Ran up on the Nazis, and it was rumbling. I distinctly remember this, a theater full of black folks, like the weekend that shit came out. I remember the scene, they're all lined up, and you see like Omar Epps, and you see Remy.
Yeah.
And then you see Ice Cube, and you see the dude who was like the leader of the ball. Nazis yeah, or yeah. whatever. And then they pan to the one real diesel Nazi boy. And everybody, all the black folks in the theater was like, oh, shit. Like, they don't got nobody for a ball. But then they show the big husky black dude. Yeah. Everybody in the theater was like, yeah. And they start rumbling and shit.
Yeah, that was the shit, dog.
That might be like a serious rap shit movie we screen. Yeah. Like a movie night. I would be down for that. Higher Learning.
Higher Learning was great, yeah.
Such a good movie. Tyra Banks, such a fantastic actress.
Yeah.
She was so talented.
Showed her clout in that one.
Dog. That scene where like right after they fight the Nazis. And like they're back, like licking their wounds at the apartment, all the black kids. And Tyra Banks is like, what's wrong with you? You're fighting Nazis and you're gonna drop out of school. What's wrong with you? It's the worst acted performance I've ever seen.
Is it worse than T-Boz in Belly, though?
Actually, no. Yo, somebody, I don't know which one of y'all niggas said this on Facebook. Somebody legit said on Facebook last week, she was so good in shout out to the nigga that just rode by my crib playing the loonies. I got five on it. Some nigga said on Facebook last week, T-Boz from TLC was so good in Belly, it makes you wonder why she didn't get more acting jobs. I swear to God, I stared at that post for like 4 minutes. So like, is this nigga being sarcastic or no?
It must be. Like,
I think he was being serious.
That's like asking Nas. That's like saying Nas was so great in Belly. We don't understand why he doesn't get more.
Why wasn't Nas in more movies after Belly?
Like,
I don't know.
Some motherfuckers know their limits, dog. Like, I think Nas was like, yeah, this ain't the acting.
It ain't
shit.
Me. No. It ain't me. Nas don't even. Nah, I ain't gonna say that. I'm not gonna slander Nas. I was gonna say I'm gonna edit this out, so don't worry. I was gonna say Nas don't even emote on the mic, so you know he's not emoting in front of a fucking camera. You know?
No, definitely. Why did we get? Oh, we were talking about Nazis. I don't know how we got on the Nazis. And I'm trying to like peel back this conversation. I don't remember where we was at.
We don't need to. It's fine. Let's jump into shit that's going on.
Yeah.
Jay-Z 444 goes platinum in 1 week.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this?
Dope. I don't understand how like shit is calculated no more.
It's bullshit. It's utter bullshit.
Like, I don't understand how shit is calculated. So
the streaming companies are fleecing y'all.
Yeah.
They telling y'all that niggas is going platinum in a day or whatever. Nobody's buying this shit.
No, it's all get streamed. Yeah,
it's
all
streamed for free.
No, immediately.
They cooking the books.
Immediately. Like, I have Tidal, so, like, I didn't need, like, any link for it.
Yeah.
But immediately when I got up, people had hit me in the inbox, like, yo, here's the download for the album. Like, you know what I mean? So, they said it got downloaded over 1 million times.
So, they counted the torrents.
Yeah, they counted the torrents.
It's like, listen, our shit is booming.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, Zippy Share is doing numbers with this new whole shit.
They say they do that with Game of Thrones a lot. Like, they track, like, Game of Thrones illegal downloads.
What?
And they were like, Game of Thrones is, like, the most illegally downloaded show of all time.
Yeah,
and shit, just
niggas not watching that shit.
Yeah, they just, they don't, you know, they don't gotta buy it. Like, you know, especially nowadays, like, shit is free, dog. Yeah. Like,
it's funny, I was walking home before I'd ever seen, like, an episode of Game of Thrones. My last, like, 9-to-5 gig, I remember I was walking up the street. I had, I think I was working, like, a closing shift.
Yeah.
And I left out, and I hear somebody, like, you know, run down on me. Is like, one of my coworkers, nice enough guy. And he's, like, I guess he'd been, like, drinking a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm coming from work. He's not coming from work. So we're walking and talking, and I'm like, so what you about to get into? He's like, yeah, man, we're going to go home and watch Game of Thrones. And I'm like, what is that? I keep hearing about that. I've never heard of it. I've never watched it. So he was, like, explaining it to me. He's like, yeah, and there's this one woman. She's, like, the queen of the dragons, and she rides around on the dragons, and da-da-da-da-da. And he's, like, explaining Game of Thrones to me, and he just stops, and he looks at me, and he's like, I'm sorry, man. You probably don't want to hear any of this. It's just weird white people shit.
Dog.
I died. It's so fucking funny. And I'm like, dog, nah, it ain't like that. I'm listening to you. It's a thing you're excited about. I don't know nothing about it.
It's a really hard show to, like, kind of explain. Like, to just be like, oh, this
sounds goofy.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is this? What it is kind of like, it's a political drama mixed with, like, sword and sandal type shit and magic. Like, that's the best way to describe
it. No doubt.
Because, like, especially early on, it's really a political drama.
Yeah, yeah.
Later on, as the show goes on, it becomes more and more magic type shit. But, like, early on, it's all political drama. Yeah, it's maneuvering, like, and shit like that.
I ain't wanting to think I was, like, trying to play him. I ain't say nothing.
Yeah, yeah,
he
exactly.
He said it. He was, oh, this weird white people shit. And, like, I was like, nah, dog, don't be ashamed of the things that you're excited about.
Yeah. No, I'm in a Facebook group of people who watch, like, Game of Thrones.
Oh, shit.
And it's all black folk. Like, the whole group is black folk. Yeah.
Wow.
There's no, like... I think there's, like, maybe one white person. She's from, like, England. And, like, everybody else is, like, black folks from Philly.
What?
Like, yeah.
Wow. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
Do they do, and we're going to get back to this Jay-Z shit. The bottom line is that platinum plaque is bullshit.
Yeah.
But this shit got an asterisk next to it. But do they do Game of Thrones watch? Do they do that at Amalgam?
I don't know. They might.
Randy. If you're listening, do y'all do a Game of Thrones watch? I don't know. That seems like something that Amalgam would do. Shout out to Amalgam. But, if not, maybe. You know what I mean? Maybe that's an idea for y'all.
Yeah,
y'all are brilliant, so y'all probably
have thought of that. Yeah, I know. The group I'm in has done a premiere party for the last, like, 4 premieres.
Oh, wow. Word.
So they do one, like, every year.
Nice. Shout out to black folks who are into, like, myth and magic.
Yeah.
You know what else is mythical? This Jay-Z
platinum
status. Nigga, I'm not going to directly address Hov.
Yeah.
Because he up here, I'm down here. I don't want to be disrespectful.
Yeah, yeah.
But...
And we might try and fuck with Tidal at some point. So
I'm not worried.
Although I did say he looked like he aged like a prune.
Said a nigga aged like an apple in a bag.
Yeah.
Nah, it's just I'm not trying to be disrespectful. It's just with the streaming shit. I feel like the record companies and the streaming companies are cooking the books.
Yeah, yeah.
The RIAA. It was just the industry that regulates the record industry. They give out platinum plaques. So they establish. It's like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know if Josh gives himself an award for being the greatest Josh ever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, where's
the... doing that.
You going to do it? Yeah. I'll be there to support you. And I'll give the introductory speech. But it's like, what's the criteria? Like, what, you know... I guess they have, like, math on this shit.
Yeah.
Certain amount of streams equal a sale.
Yeah, because it's not a sale. It's like... I mean, if I stream one song off that album 50 times, like, does that count as me streaming the album, or is it just that song?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. But
yeah. I mean, it could get a little sketchy when it goes to that. A
little suspect, Hov. Congratulations to you, you know.
Also,
Mazel tov, my
nigga. If I stream the whole album 3 times, does that count as 3 sales?
No, it ain't like that.
Like that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, like, what, like, they kind of got to put out their specifics and how they consider it and all that kind of shit.
I feel like they have, but I don't necessarily trust that they're sticking to their own formula.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's, I don't know. You know, I don't know.
No, I mean, because, like, I don't, the hard copies didn't even go on sale until, like, this past weekend.
Yeah, niggas not buying Jay-Z CDs.
No. Your I know a uncle couple people who just buy CDs, actual bought the hard copy, but I ain't doing that shit no more.
Your uncle who just came home.
Yeah.
He bought the whole CD.
Yeah, for his yellow Sony Discman.
I thought you was going to say the nigga was in, like, 03 Ultima or some shit. But, you know, whatever. Shout out to y'all niggas. They got CDs.
More Jay shit. Like, he caught, like, a ton of blowback from, like, a bunch of people. Like, Lil Boosie was really upset that he said he can't hold money to his ear no more.
The fuck? First of all, who gave, what's the nigga name?
Lil Boosie.
Who gave Lil Boosie the internet so that he could even know that Hov was sending shots at him?
Though he definitely just has it on his phone.
This nigga ain't got no computer?
No.
Get out of here. I understand because, like, niggas, okay, I look at it like this. I feel like Hov be sending little shots out to the culture to, like, regulate niggas and kind of, like, flex. Because, you know, when we was young, Josh knows, we all had, you know, we niggas was on that jersey wave.
Yeah.
So niggas was wearing jerseys, da-da-da-da-da. Niggas was going to Mitchell & Ness, paying $300-$400.
Yeah, I might have had several jerseys from Mitchell & Ness.
I swear to God, Josh had a down payment on a house in the suburbs in jerseys from Mitchell & Ness.
I had a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar jump, but before when he was on the Bucks and he was still Lou Alcindor.
Lou Alcindor had
the green and red, like, piping on it
that
matched my black Gucci bucket hat.
Yo.
That had the green and red.
Green and red.
Dog. When I tell you, I threw that shit on.
Dog. It was a wrap.
Listen.
Niggas really used to wear Gucci monogram shit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Just to go to, like, the hood bar. Like, you know what I mean?
Post up at the hood bar. Post up at the tadpole. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
With Gucci monogram. Yeah, everything.
I definitely wore that shit to UT's Lounge before. You know what I mean?
Is UT's Lounge still around?
Nah, that's been closed.
Rest in peace, UT's Lounge.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, I won't expose, like, why and rest, all that kind of shit I was gonna on say, this podcast.
Rest in peace to whatever nigga caught a hot one in there. But I don't know. It's just Jay-Z, I feel like when he did the shit with the jerseys, I don't wear jerseys, I'm 30 plus.
Yeah.
That weekend, I remember Top Man in Uptown used to sell, it's where Sneaker Villa is now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At Broad and Alani. Used to be Top Man. It was Top Man from the 80s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? On up to the 2000s. I remember them no longer having, like, the jerseys and having, like, the Rock-A-Wear button-ups.
Yeah.
After Hov said that shit.
Yeah.
So I feel like Hov be throwing little shit out there, like, yeah, let me see if I can turn the temperature of the culture, you know what I mean? So he trying to, like, throw little shots at niggas holding up money. I know niggas who hold up money in Instagram photos. I don't care if you do it.
Yeah,
it's fine by me.
No,
you know?
I always live by the decision, like, I don't show nobody how much money I got because ain't nobody going. I don't want nobody running up on me.
Yeah,
and
that's strip club rules too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I don't. And I don't like post pictures with guns in the pictures. Like,
yeah, please, y'all, stop doing that.
I don't
that.
Want y'all having my. I don't want y'all to know what my arsenal look like. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Y'all niggas, please, please stop.
Yeah,
posting pictures of guns on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not big on doing none of that. Like, I don't post no money because y'all run up on me. We gonna have issues. And
you gonna see the gun, but it's not gonna be in a post.
It won't be the one you see. It's gonna be a 3D.
No, now, the range is different.
Yeah.
I feel like the range is different. But you got guns laying on your bed. Yeah. You post on Instagram. Don't do that shit no more.
Yeah, that's not my twist. I'm not big on doing that. But yeah, I mean, listen, you post pictures with you holding money up to your ear. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm glad you successful out here. Yeah. It's motherfucking difficult.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I see a lot of, like, I've seen a lot of pictures from people who, like, post like money like laid out and they're like, yo, just had a good night, blah blah blah, but they beds like on the floor or they don't got no sheets on their bed night and all that kind of shit. Like, hey, listen, not mad at you. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe you saving up for a new bed frame. You gotta do what you gotta do.
As somebody who slept on multiple beds on the floor.
Oh yeah.
I'm not judging you.
No.
You know?
No, I spent a whole year sleeping on an airbed, so like I'm not like
yo,
I'm not putting no judgments out there.
From like 15 to 16, I definitely slept on a futon.
Yeah.
Which was fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah. That's just terrible for your back, though. Yeah.
I know, like, a great deal of, like, the aches and pains that I have now.
Yeah.
It's, like, not even just old shit, but,
the
like,
lumpy-ass
not.
Lumpy-ass futon. Yeah.
With, like, the bars.
Yeah.
Right in your back. Terrible.
Yeah. Nah, that's not good for you.
Yeah. I'll tell you who's not sleeping on a futon. Platinum in a week, Jay-Z.
Yeah, nah.
Not doing it.
He also caught some heat from 50 Cent, who called his music, what'd he call it? Like, library music. Golf course music.
50's, like, all right, 50's funny, and he be trolling.
Yeah.
But 50, you don't got no room. Because niggas heard that colonostomy tape, whatever that shit was that you put out last, and niggas wasn't fucking with that.
No, dog, I ain't heard a song from him like that. I ever listened since Candy Shop, so I don't know how many hours ago that was, dog.
Goddamn, niggas, Josh, my man Josh, he ain't fuck with you since the Massacre.
Yeah,
56.
I guess that's the album.
I guess, like, I don't fucking know.
I'm assuming like is that in the one he had with like Puff and Jay featured on it. That song,
I Get Money?
I Run New York. Yeah, I Run New York.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really like his last like
big hit,
ring off shit, yeah. I think. Yeah, I think
so. I couldn't tell you the last time 50 had like a banger.
He has a song on the Kanan tape, which is trash, but he has one song, I think Illmind made the beat.
Okay.
And it's stupid.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, but it's like him on like a soul sample and... He says something. He sounds like real sinister on the shit. And in one part of the song, he just says, "I love war." like some shit out of Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, 50 go with it. But the rest of the tape, man, niggas not fucking with that.
Yeah.
Niggas don't want to hear you on trap shit. None of that shit. Get out of here.
No, I don't want to hear. Yeah, exactly. I listen, man. Like 50's like a genius businessman. Don't get me fucked up.
And he's talented. Like I love 50. I'm like talking shit, but yeah. I fuck with 50 Cent.
Yeah, but like dog, I ain't heard shit from you that I wanted to hear. And it like listen, dog, if you'd have said that shit about Magna Carta, you're like, yo, that shit's not that hot. I'd have been like, yeah, I kinda agree with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Niggas fuck with Hov.
Yeah.
But you know, the new Hov.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Like, that's
But and I think he was joking too, because he was like, "Oh man, this shit too smart, niggas not trying this shit."
Yeah.
I think he was just like, as our folks across the pond would say, he's taking the piss.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. I think he likes. And that's the biggest problem is he loves to troll.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's hard 100%. To tell if he's being for real. Shit that is for real. This developed today.
Y'all niggas got to chill. New York, y'all got to chill.
Yeah. Prodigy's mural was defaced not once, but twice.
Now
it's being taken down completely. They painted over it.
Because they don't want
to
keep.
Yeah, they don't want to have to keep coming out the door.
I didn't even know about that last part.
I just found out the homie James, he's from up Queens and shit.
Okay.
I think he live in Washington now, but like, you know, he got connections up there and he was just like, he had posted a picture. They're painting over it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so they're just painting over it.
If y'all don't know, Prodigy from Mobb Deep has a beautiful mural. It's in Queens.
Yeah, it's in Queens.
And You know, as y'all all know, anybody listen to this know, he died, was that last week? The week before last? A
couple weeks ago now, yeah.
2 weeks ago, he died, mad young. And, you know, they got this mural of him, rest in peace, da-da-da-da-da. And for the last couple of days, folks have been defacing it. Just like a bucket of paint, it looks like, just like splashing it on it. So the first time it happened, you know, they cleaned it up. And then it happened again.
Yeah. Over the weekend.
Yeah, over the weekend. Apparently, this is the word.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know New York. I don't know y'all. I don't know y'all culture.
Yeah,
y'all. I don't know no gang shit. Nah. None of that shit. Niggas is saying that Prodigy had beef with the Bloods, which my man was like 40.
Yeah.
The fuck was he beefing with them? What was the scenario? I don't know. He 40, and a nigga been famous since we was little kids.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know. But they said he had an issue with the Bloods, and, you know, folks know the Blood shit, the gangbanging shit is, like, a thing in New York. It wasn't, you know,
when we was younger.
Like, at all.
Latin Kings was.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, niggas had, like, gangs.
Decepticons.
Like, you usually call niggas the Transformers. Yeah. And I'm editing that out. And, what's the shower posse?
Yeah, shower posse.
But like the Blood shit is a thing. So apparently he had an issue with these cats, and they're like, yo, if y'all keep putting it up, we gonna keep throwing shit on it.
Yeah,
fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I my thing is like, if y'all had beef while he was alive, should have handled it while he was alive.
Maybe they couldn't get at him.
Yeah, but
the nigga was everywhere. You know what I mean? True, he might not have been local like that.
He was in New York, and like if he was doing something in New York, it was showered all over the place, and people would have known, like, oh, he's doing an event here.
Yeah, yeah.
We can run up on him. But apparently, it was fights at his funeral, too.
Now, I saw that.
I don't know if that was blood related or whatever. Like,
that's probably just niggas related.
Because was like, it? I mean, there was almost a fight at Sean P. Funeral, too.
Really? Niggas rumbling at Sean Price's funeral?
Yeah. Papa Wu tried to run up on Action Bronson.
Yeah, yeah. Them niggas wasn't going to rumble, though.
Nah,
I feel like they ran up on him and, like, told him some shit. But I don't think they was going to fight.
I
don't know.
Yeah, but, I don't know. I just look at it like, yo, it's just, I mean, you don't get no points for disrespecting the dead man's mural.
The man is dead.
Yeah, like, you don't get no points for that. Like, are you mad because you couldn't settle your beef? Like, it is what it is. He dead now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't even like saying it. I like saying he passed away and shit. But, like, he dead. Like, ain't no points for that.
And mind you, I don't know what he did to them niggas.
Yeah, no,
so
exactly.
I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know the scenario.
I have no idea. But at the end of the day, it's like, he gone. Like, nothing you're going to get from that. You don't get no cool points by fucking defacing a mural.
Yeah.
Somebody also said, like, for all that, like, it was the Bloods that put, you know what I mean? Like, gang fucking graffiti up there. So motherfuckers know it was y'all that did it. Like, instead, don't be cowardly or whatever. But
I thought it was, like, for real, when I saw it, I was like, they splashed paint on the mural. I thought it was, like, some white, like, gentrifiers.
Like, I thought that was a lot of talk.
Automatically blame them.
Yeah, that was a lot of talk, like, early on. It was like, oh, it must be some, like, white gentrifiers or whatever.
I don't want to see this across from my Starbucks.
Yeah,
splash.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, now, like, no, that's apparently, that's the word out of New York.
God damn.
And I think it's fucked up. Like, dude's dead, man. You know what I mean? People appreciate that mural. You know what I mean? It was a dope-ass mural, too. It wasn't even like it was some shitty-ass junk.
It's a lot of trash murals y'all niggas could be defacing. What, y'all niggas, your blood niggas, if you're listening, I'm sure you are. Y'all niggas get on a Chinatown bus and come down to Philly. We got a motherfucking Frank Rizzo mural in South Philly that y'all niggas can deface.
Yeah.
Please, do us a service.
Yeah. And if you want to deface a statue, there's a Christopher Columbus statue down here.
Come on. Fuck Christopher
that
Columbus.
Y'all can knock down. Isn't there, there's got to be like a Giuliani mural somewhere in New York. Go deface that.
Fuck Giuliani. That, you think that cowardly nigga, you think they would give him a mural? Or like a statue or some shit?
Probably on like Staten Island, in like the white part of Staten Island.
Oh, shit.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe Long Island.
Not the part with all the niggas in the kung fu.
Yeah. Ron, let us know. I know there's spots that like
Shout out Ron.
Yo, Staten Island goes like Republican every year.
I can see that.
You know what I mean? Totally see that. It's like a big, still in a big Italian neighborhood, except for like the hoods. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But like, it's a big, still Italian neighborhood and shit. Yeah. A lot of cops and shit like that.
I can see that. Fucking cops.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's like a Giuliani mural on like Staten Island.
Giuliani's trash. Don't y'all niggas know?
Yeah, terrible.
And we not even from up there.
No, he's just a trash human being.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like on some hip hop shit, we look at like the Prodigy thing, like, yo, it's disrespectful because it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We like, yo, fuck that. But, you know, also, I don't know what he did to them niggas.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Sometimes niggas do some shit and us looking from the outside, it'd be like, damn, why he fucked that ball up like that? Or why did that situation play out like that? We don't know both sides of, you know, what it is. And I'm not advocating for niggas defacing murals.
No.
You know what I mean? I love Prodigy and rest in peace. I'm like, what the fuck is this about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of, like, I don't want to say curiosity, but I guess it is curiosity because he's a public figure. But it's like, what is this about? Why are y'all doing this?
Yeah.
You know?
I just look at it like, I don't know. I just always look at it like, yo, it's just no cool points in that shit. Like, disrespecting a mural, like, you know what I mean? There's no cool points in that. I'm sure there's like a Nas mural you could like go disrespect.
Stop
or something
it.
Like that. Like,
come
you know
on.
What I mean?
Nas, I wish they would make a mural of Nas somewhere. Come on.
I don't know.
You
don't
fuck with Illmatic?
Maybe if he emoted more on the mic. Just wait, now you can't go back and erase that?
Podcast canceled. This is fucking canceled. This is the last episode. I'm not doing this shit no more. You slandering my man Nas. It can't stand. It can't stand.
He ain't riding no beat the last time I heard him. So
niggas was really having like whole like musical discussions. I legit shout out Mike Stew, the MC from Philly. Niggas was really like on Facebook discussing like polyrhythms and shit.
Yeah.
Talk about that. This is the reason why Nas ain't off beat. No, this is the reason why he is off beat. Da 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 da. Shout out to Facebook for completely fucking wasting all of our times.
Yeah, definitely.
And our
Listen,
youth.
It makes my life at work go by.
I wish, like, my last couple jobs, I wish I could have, like, bullshit on, like, Facebook or whatever.
I mean, but, I just, my job tends to lean toward that, you know what I mean?
I work for myself now, so.
Yeah, so you ain't got to worry about
jobs.
That shit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's going to be me soon. I can't wait to fucking not have to worry about this dumb nut-ass job shit.
We got
to
get it popping. My man having dreams about calling out from his gig.
Dope, dog. No bullshit. I was dreaming about calling out last night. I was like, no, if I call out. Because I know I'm going to have to call out next week because I got a little situation next week.
Hey.
So, it's not those type of situations.
Okay.
And they involve lawyers and shit like that. So,
okay.
That situation next week that I have to go attend to. And I know I'm going to call out because I forgot to like request off.
Yeah.
So, I'm just like, fuck it, I'm going to call out.
Just call out.
But so I'm like, I started thinking, I was like, oh, well, if I call out this week, that's what I was thinking about before I went to bed.
Yeah.
And like, whatever, it just like bled over into my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dreaming about like, yo, I just got to call the fuck out of work.
Yeah.
I just can't take it no more.
Yeah.
It's legit. It was one of them days, dog.
Fuck work. But, I mean, work is cool. Fuck jobs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For some of y'all, you know, that's cool.
Yeah. Some of y'all doing what y'all want to do as a living. Like I'm doing some shit I can't stand.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know
yeah.
I mean?
That's the thing. You got to work the job that you want to work.
Yeah.
That other shit, it make you feel trapped.
Yeah, I got like a soul crushing job that like there's like you can't do nothing right type shit, and we ain't got no union,
that.
So like ain't nobody to fight for us, none of that kind of shit,
dog.
So yeah, it's fucked up.
First time I had a job with like a union that actually did shit for you, I didn't know how to act. You know what I'm saying? I used to tell the supervisor, nigga, you can't do nothing to me. We got a union.
Yeah, you can't fire me.
Yeah, you gonna fire me?
Yeah,
fuck out of here.
Fire you. Don't get my job back.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shout unless out you to show up like to work like drunk and like and beat the shit out your boss, you pretty much keep your job.
Which is the American dream.
Yeah.
You get drunk, beat the shit out of your boss.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so fuck jobs. Fuck jobs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yo, dog, did you see Essence Fest was this past weekend?
Okay.
And
chill. I'm editing that out. Listen.
There was a big reunion on Essence Fest this year.
Okay.
It's kind of sad that this group, this like collection was like really popular when we were younger, and they're having a reunion at Essence Fest.
That's like, yo, I always say to niggas, that's how you know you old, when all the bands, like all y'all niggas, like y'all love these like punk and emo bands and shit. When them niggas start getting together, back together and doing reunion tours and squashing them old beefs, that's how you know you old. All your old rap groups you used to fuck with, they start doing like reunion shits. Everybody I used to listen to is doing like the Chitlin' Circuit reunion shit now. You know what I mean? Because I'm old shit.
Eric B. and Rakim just did a reunion show. Well, essentially it was like the anniversary show. But they hadn't performed together in like 20 years or some shit like that.
The motherfuckers was just on podcasts talking shit about each other last year.
Yeah,
they was like, all right, we going to make this move.
Yeah, because the money's there. Like, you know what I mean? But No Limit had the big reunion. And, like, my whole thing is like, did they have enough hits to have a reunion show?
About it. Make them say, about it. You
know what I'm saying? About a remix.
About a remix. They bring out Cam and Jewel.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. I wasn't never on that wave.
No, me neither.
I was never on that
wave. So that's what I'm saying. Like they brought out Mystical, you know, the rapist bull.
For real.
He did go to jail for rape, didn't he? Some shit 100%. Like that.
They said he had like security cameras in his house, and they had the whole shit on tape.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that was what I heard.
They brought him out, and like maybe I could see like, okay, we're gonna bring him out. He's gonna do like
been so long.
Yeah, yeah. And what was the other joint? Watch Yourself.
Shake Show me it what, fast.
Yeah, that joint. Boop, boop. Yeah, the joint he did with the Neptunes.
Was Essence Fest in New Orleans?
I think so.
Then that fucking makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that's probably because then they probably could do a lot of shit that didn't pop up here.
Yeah, yeah,
down there. But apparently they said the show was terrible.
Them niggas is all 50 years old.
Yeah, well, Master P was like 40 in like the late 90s.
When Master P put out the Ice Cream Man, that nigga was 38 years old.
Yeah,
and that was like 1992.
Yeah,
so come on.
Yeah. Did he have beef with somebody too back then? Because I think they both were using the Ice Cream Man moniker or some shit like that.
I don't fucking know.
I just remember reading. It was one of those things like you read, like, yo, I've read every other article in this Source magazine. Yeah. Let me read this article about Master P.
Some shit you read in Murder Dog magazine. Shout out to Murder Dog.
Yeah, like that was one of those things. Oh, like shit. You read every article in this source, and you're like, all right, I ain't got shit else to read, so I'm gonna read this.
You taking a shit,
yeah,
and you like, all right, I'm gonna read this Trick Daddy Dollars interview,
yeah, exactly,
because I done read all this other shit about Gangstar and all niggas. Yeah. I really
anybody
fuck
who actually
with.
Cared about,
yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Read over the the hater and starring Buck Wild,
starring Buck Wild shit.
Like,
yo,
I done read that joint twice.
Niggas don't understand. Starring Buck Wild, before they was on the radio, before they was doing all that other shit, when they had the column in the back of the Source,
so good.
That shit was classic. It was so terrible and offensive and problematic.
Yeah,
that
shit was, I could imagine trying to read that shit now, going like, wow, like this shit is really bad.
That shit was comedy gold. They used to do, I guess like the punk equivalent would be like a zine.
Okay.
They used to do like an independent joint before that.
Yeah.
And that's how they got the gig at the Source. And he was like on some like going to Kinko's, like pressing up their own little like hood magazine. So that's how they went, you know, and made that transition. That shit was dumb funny. But
God, that shit was so good, man.
I don't know nothing about this No Limit shit.
No, I was reading over like the article, obviously, and then I watched like some of the YouTube clips.
Yeah.
again, I'm trying to kill time at work today. So I was looking over that shit, and it was just like, yo, just some really bad, like, just people just couldn't move. Like, I'm watching, like, I watched like a 10-minute clip. Master P didn't move once on stage. Yeah. He stood still and just stood, had the mic in his hand. Like,
Mia X came out in a walker.
Snoop came out.
And
I don't think he did one song he had when he was with No Limit.
He did all the Death Row. Come on, Snoop. How you Snoop and you gonna come to the No Limit reunion shit at Essence Fest, and you coming out talking about Snoop Dogg. Yeah. Dog.
I definitely saw him do Gin and Juice, dog. Like, I don't think he did nothing.
Snoop
I couldn't
fraud.
Name you. I couldn't name you a song he did when he was on that joint, except for the he had the one joint. It's the C Murder song.
Uh-huh.
It's a joint they play when you out in the bar once in a while. And I can't think of
it. Is it C Murder and Maya? That song? Oh, when it's C Murder and Maya. That's not C Murder.
No, it's the
Die for my niggas.
Yeah,
that shit. That's a hood bar classic.
Exactly.
You might get hit in the head with a fucking bottle when that shit come on.
That joint. I don't know if they did that. I just know, like, other than that, I don't know what else they could. Then, like, Mia X came out at one point. I'm like, other than the verse on Make Them Say, what song did she have? I remember she had one, like, I just remember seeing the album cover in The Source, and it was just, like, her sitting on top of, like, a Mercedes.
Are you talking about, wait, okay, go ahead.
The joint Mia X, and she'd be, like, she was, like, sitting there on top of, like, on, like, the hood of a Mercedes.
Yeah.
But it was, like, you know, it was the Pen and Pixel joints.
Yeah.
Because they, like, they were pot, they were that, yo, No Limit, like.
Pen and Pixel's on fire.
Yeah, No Limit, Swisher House, all them joints. They was loving them joints, yo. A lot of skulls.
Yeah.
And money. And cars.
Scrooge McDuck Money Bin.
That's
what y'all niggas album covers was looking like.
Yeah, but I was just like, yo, I'll be honest, I'm like, there's not one thing about a No Limit joint that would ever draw me to come watch.
Real shit, I feel like if we were at Essence Fest, which whoever's organizing Essence Fest.
Definitely have.
Holla at us, please. Please invite us.
Yes.
I feel like if I was down Essence Fest, Shea Butter in the air.
Yeah.
Henny in my system.
True indeed.
I got a white linen suit on like Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Maybe some Ducey in our system.
Come on.
You know what I mean? We'll do Ducey. Trust and believe.
Come on.
But yeah, no, I feel you.
I feel like I would be with it.
Oh, I would. If I was there, I'd be with
You're already there.
Into it.
You're not traveling
I'm
there
not
for
going
that.
like, oh shit, did you see the Essence Fest lineup? It's got a No Limit reunion.
No. I'm there. Nah.
Now, when they do the Rock reunion in like 5 to 10 more years, we definitely fly to, to Essence Fest.
A state prop reunion?
Yeah.
At Essence Fest 20, what year is it now?
It's 2017.
2020. Listen, just... Niggas too busy to know what year it is.
No, we'll be counting years no more. Like, you know what I mean?
Essence Fest... Wow.
No, the real shit is time is an abstract concept and it's not real, for real.
That's what it is. We're not going to do a back and forth about time. Niggas 2020 Essence Fest, they do a state prop reunion, Rock-Aware.
Rock-Aware reunion?
We going to bring the Rock-Aware suits out. They do that? Yeah, we there.
Yeah, 100%. No, definitely. I definitely would do that. I'm definitely down for that.
Yeah.
The Rock Reunion shit. That shit's going to be lit.
I'm with it.
Or Dipset John.
Come
Max
on.
Coming home too. Maybe they bring Max out with it.
Fire. What's this shit? Pin the Tail on the Donkey?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Niggas, y'all niggas, whoever worked for Essence Magazine, hire me and my man to do like, you know what I mean, y'all event coordination.
Yeah.
We can curate these shows.
Definitely.
Essence Fest. All you got to do, have some old hip-hop shit. Maybe have some gospel shit.
Yeah, you got to have that.
You
got to
put Kim in the mix somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And it's on and popping.
Yeah, maybe throw some Kindred and the Family Soul in there.
Shout out to them. Talk. It was in West Philly, Baltimore Ave. We have like the Baltimore Dollar Stroll.
Yeah.
It's like a festival. Folks come out, you know, and all the businesses along Baltimore Avenue sell stuff for a dollar. Kindred and the Family Soul was out in front of the record store, had the family out there, the squad, and was out there hustling their CDs. I'm like, dog, y'all out here doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Maybe some Tank. Tank brings him in.
Yo, you ever see this shit? And we got to wrap up soon because, like, yeah, you know what I mean? But you ever see this shit with is Tank, Genuine, and Tyrese? And they on, like, one of those morning, Good Morning America. Like, one of those, like, but it was, like, an off-brand version. They on this morning talk show, and they singing terribly. It's the worst shit ever. Tyrese, and the song ends. And the hosts come out. It's like two white women, like, both look like they graduated from the Kelly Ripa School of Media. And they're both pregnant.
Yeah.
Tyrese is still doing runs. Ooh, yeah. Like, channeling his inner Casey and JoJo. And he starts plugging their album in the song. He's like, y'all go out and buy that Three Kings album. y'all better pre-order it on iTunes. It's the goofiest shit ever, dog. And the white lady, one of the hosts, comes out, and she's trying to like, okay, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Chill the fuck out, dog. He's like rubbing her belly and singing. It's on YouTube, dog. It's the funniest shit ever. Genuine. Tank's the only like respectable thing about this. I think he's like playing piano and singing. Genuine vocals is on a struggle beam. It's the fucking word. It's the funniest shit ever. I'm gonna show you this shit when we done. It's the funniest shit ever, yo. Shout out to them niggas.
Genuine needed them Timberland beats behind them to make that shit sound good.
Come on. Yo, Timberland saved a lot of niggas. I'm not saying niggas didn't contribute. Timberland made a lot of niggas sound good in late 90s, early 2000s.
Except for my man Magoo. Magoo was killing it.
Dog.
Dog, I remember Magoo.
I like Magoo.
I remember hearing him rhyme with them going like, yo, why can't I rhyme with Timberland? If this motherfucker rhyme with
him. He got on. But you know what it was? That was his man.
Yeah, exactly.
From way back. Back when him and Pharrell and Timberland was in a group together.
Exactly.
Y'all niggas don't know about that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Still, I don't know how he heard him ever going like, yeah, that dude's dope.
I think because what it was, and we really got to wrap up, what it was, they was trying to sound like Tribe Called Quest, and Magoo had that high Q-tip shit.
Exactly, true.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so they was on their Tribe kind of wave back then.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Magoo.
You been listening to anything new?
Yes. I have a cassette right here. Niggas like, cassette? What? Yeah, niggas still fuck with tapes. Even after I slandered niggas earlier for not fucking with CD, for fucking with CDs. Shout out Lil Dave, dope West Philly DJ, and DJ Personify. They have a mixtape out called Gotcha Covered, Volume 2.
Okay.
It's all like crazy cover versions of songs that we know and love. Crazy, like obscure funk 70s versions of like Light My Fire or, you know what I mean? Like classic songs. It's one of the volume one is a certified classic. Shout out to my man Femi and my man Doogie. We was actually bumping Gotcha Covered Volume 1 on the way to the hospital when Doogie's daughter was born.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We riding with my man Femi. We trying to get to the hospital and shit because Doogie's partner Kara had went into labor. And I'm like, hearing this crazy-ass mixtape, I'm like, Femi, what the fuck are we listening to?
Yeah.
He's like, it's Lil Dave tape. So volume two just came out. It's up on Bandcamp, bandcamp.com. And I bought a cassette and got the digital version with it because, you know, I still fuck with tapes. But, yeah, that's really, like, the new shit that I've been fucking with.
Okay. I listened to It's an Album by 21 Savage.
Okay.
It's a whack.
I'm mad that joke was so simple. I did not see that coming.
Dog, it's not good.
Oh, man.
Part of the problem is, like, the whole time I'm listening to it, I'm going like, man, Future would have sounded really better on this beat. Like, the dude has, like, zero emotion.
Yeah.
Like, we talk about Nas not emoting on the mic. Like, 21 Savage doesn't. He has, like, he's so low register and so low key.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't work. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just, there's no energy to it.
But the nigga 22 Savage is like mad animated.
Yeah, I just like
y'all niggas gotta get it together.
And like the I don't know if the mix was great or whatever, but the beats are real high and his vocals are kind of low. There is a couple joints on there. There's a joint called FaceTime that I almost guarantee you is gonna be a hit.
Oh shit, word.
And it's actually not that bad. Like, you know what I mean? There's a couple joints on there where you're like, this isn't that bad. But then there's like the heavy Metro Boomin production on there, he just drowns them out.
Yeah,
and like it just the whole time I'm listening, I'm going like, this would have been a way better Future song. Yeah.
That's you know what I mean? That's kind of like the wave, like that sleepy wave.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, nigga saying like some real vicious, like I'm gonna kill you shit, but he like real mellow with it.
Yeah, and I think part of it, I was like, I think you could be a little more low energy when you're like a better lyricist, but like when you're trying to sell me on some like real like simple shit and your low energy, I'm just not gonna buy it. I'm just not gonna feel it.
Absolutely.
Bring Them Things by French Montana.
Why some Joan at the wedding asked me to play French Montana?
Hey, that's what's up. His album drops this week.
Oh,
his new one.
Okay.
Called Jungle Rules.
dog.
Yeah. So I already know that shit probably gonna be a banger because it's French Montana, so it's probably gonna be a banger.
How his album called Jungle Rules, but he from the part of Africa that don't got jungle. That would make no sense, French.
The joint Bring Them Things, that's hot. And I listened to this joint from Joey Badass called 500 Bends.
Oh shit! Word.
And it sounds more like the older Joey Badass. As wild as it is to say about like a 21-year-old, older Joey Badass,
his early works.
Yeah, yeah. It's more of that kind of wave. It's dope though. It's a real dope joint. The beat's super dope. I don't know who did the beat because I stream everything and I don't bother looking shit up.
Yeah.
It's a dope joint. So I would say check all that shit out. Except for, I mean, listen, check out 21 Savage if you want. Listen, if you don't like that type of music, you're definitely not.
Don't fucking
like
listen
that.
To it. Yeah. That's what I don't understand. Like niggas that are like boom bap niggas and like real hip hop niggas.
Yeah.
I like trap. And these niggas hear more trap records than I do.
Exactly.
Man, I heard that new Future. That shit is garbage. And then he on track 8, blah, 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 blah. And the nigga said this and that and the third. I'm like, why are y'all niggas listening to this shit so hard and you
hate
it?
Yeah, if y'all don't like it. If y'all don't like it,
don't fucking like
it.
You don't see me listening to like Tom Jones or no shit like that. Like, come on.
Yeah, no, I don't get it. But other than that, check all that shit out. Go watch that new Spider-Man movie. Motherfuckers don't, I don't need to tell you to do that shit. Because that shit gonna make like bajillions of dollars.
Yeah.
But that shit is dope, y'all.
I don't even fuck with superhero movies, and I hear, like, the buzz on this shit, so I'm going to end up watching it.
Yeah, it's good. It's real good. Yeah. Took the kids to go see it. All, like, I have a 16-year-old all the way down to a 7-year-old. 13 this week. 16, 13, and a 7-year-old. And all of them loved it for different reasons.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Nice. So definitely go check that joint. That was real good.
I got a movie pick, too. I was at the crib earlier, just, like, bullshitting. I had to get up. Help my man with something early this morning. So afterwards, I was like, I'm going to chill, eat breakfast, watch Netflix in the living room, and then start my work day. So I was watching this movie on Netflix, dog. It's called The Weeknd.
Uh-huh.
Fucking crazy. It's like, it kind of reminds you of the movie Dope.
Okay.
Three young black British kids. Basically, they find like a drug dealer's like bag of money.
Yeah.
So, of course, they're like nerdy kids. So they're like, yo, we're going to throw a party. We're going to ball out. They go into like the streetwear store, like buying the fresh kicks and all this other shit. And of course, the drug dealer needs his money back.
Yes, exactly.
And he finds them. It's one scene, dog.
When they buying Air Maxes? They love Air Maxes
over there. Not slandering British niggas.
No, they just love them, dog. That's their shit.
Actually,
it's like phone posits in DC, dog. Yo, that's just they way.
I never even touched a pair of phone posits.
I'm not big phone posits.
I'm not fucking with it. I fuck with Air Maxes, though.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But it's one scene where they going in the sneaker store and there's two niggas out in front of the store and they like, yo, bruv, get my mixtape, bruv. Cop my mixtape. And they like, nah, chill, yo, chill. And then another boy come up and he like, nah, man, fuck him. Cop my mixtape, bruv. Yo, the one boy, he look at the one dude. It's like a little dark-skinned dude in the crew of like the nerdy kids.
Yeah.
He kind of like reminds you like a Kevin Hart kind of energy.
Yeah,
how he be acting and shit. Yo, he look at the boy. The boy be like, yo, bruv, cop my new ting, bruv. Cop my new ting. He said, cop your new ting. Bruv, I don't even got your old ting. Like, yo, I was howling. That shit was so fucking funny. But yeah, The Weeknd is funny as shit. That's like my, if we throwing out movie picks, that's like my movie pick.
I'm going to watch that tomorrow while I'm at work.
Yeah, yeah. Especially absolutely. Working. Fuck work.
Fuck work.
Fuck work, yeah.
Peace.
Peace. I didn't know he was going to end it like that. Fuck work, nigga. Mr. Vardy. Me and my fam picked this rap shit serious.